Matt Greenwood for the Home Bulls and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Got Chuck Ford, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats. They suffer a 25-7 loss tonight at the hands of the Perryville Pirates. And Coach, we'll just kind of jump right into things. Four turnovers, according to my calculations, on your first four drives. The first drive looked good for you guys. Seven plays before a fumble there. If you wouldn't mind, just sort of address the start that you guys had tonight.
We did exactly what we wanted to. From the coin toss on, we deferred to them. We stopped them. We got the football. We started moving the football right down the field. And then same old thing that's been happening all year. A silly mistake, guys jumping off sides, moving too soon, things like that. And pretty soon you got third and 15 instead of third and three. And things like that, you know, when you're having the season we are right now, they kind of snowball on kids sometimes. It's hard to block those things out and keep moving forward, which, you know, is the biggest battle we have with our kids right now. But for the most part, I was pretty proud of the way we played tonight.
And early on, you were giving Burroughs, your quarterback, some real quick short throws. Brett Chitwood, a high target for him. And you had completions early on that first drive and on your fourth drive of the first half. It's just it seemed like Perryville started to shut that part down.
Yeah, and I think they did some things that they basically they got in his lane to where he's throwing with their outside linebackers and they're big tall kids and athletic. But there were still some things that were still there. We didn't make some good, you know, he didn't make some good decisions on a couple throws and that created turnovers. And, you know, bottom line is we're still a very young football team. We got a lot of sophomores playing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to make those mistakes. But each week we've got to try to eliminate a few.
Two more questions, I should say, for you. We'll ask about Potosi first. That's your opponent next week.
Yeah, they're a lot like Perryville. They're a great defensive team, and they run the football forever and ever. I mean, they pack it all in, and they just pound you to death. Obviously, we've got to be ready to take that on. And I think we learned some things defensively tonight. We got better. I'm extremely proud of our defense tonight. And then we just got to try to stay on the field offensively a little bit longer, and I think we'll be fine.
And I do want to end this on a positive note. Noah Karokas, big run in that second half, 57 yards, broke about three or four tackles. Yeah. Coach Boss wasn't happy about that, but I'm sure you were all smiles.
Yeah, he's the guy we've got to try to get the ball to, and we try to put him in different places where he can be successful. You know, we've got several kids that are like that, but he's been doing it for 4 years now, so he kind of stands out above everybody else. You know, Chitwood did a real good job first half. And we've got some guys that can carry the mail. It's just at that point in time we needed him to have the football, and he made him pay.
He certainly did. Coach Ford, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Chuck Ford, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas End Zone Show after a 25-7 loss to Perryville. Potosi next for the Blackcats on the road.